Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, February 7th, 2020. I'm Rachel Lippman. Ahead on the podcast, listener Zach Stafford asked our Curious Lewis series about the carriage horses that live in St. Louis.
Is it okay for them to be out here in such different conditions than probably a normal horse? If it isn't, do they have that time, kind of like a sabbatical, to experience the normal, quote-unquote, horse lifestyle?
We'll have the answer from St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon coming up, but first, the news. The Missouri Department of Agriculture has a large backlog of complaints from farmers who allege that dicamba-based pesticides used by other farmers have damaged their crops. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, the state agency still needs to resolve about 600 cases of alleged pesticide misuse.
Some unresolved complaints date back to 2016, the year that Monsanto began selling its dicamba-tolerant soybeans. That led farmers to increase how much they use dicamba-based herbicides, which can drift and damage crops miles away in hot weather. The Missouri Agriculture Agency recently requested approval from the state legislature to hire more staff to address complaints. Department Communications Director Sammy Joe Freeman says that includes four investigators and
two people who would be dedicated for the first time just to reviewing cases, which is where we're seeing a lot of these being held up.
A trial over a peach farmer's allegations that Monsanto's dicamba-based products damaged his crops is proceeding in federal court in Cape Girardeau. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
A new audit is questioning Josh Hawley's use of political consultants while he was Missouri's attorney general. Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway released her review yesterday. It highlighted how some of Hawley's consultants interacted with his attorney general staff in 2017. She says two instances showcased, quote, appearance of political activity by state employees while using state resources, end quote. The Kansas City Star reported on the consultants' interactions with staff in 2018. Galloway said her office couldn't conclude that any laws were violated.
But some of that lack of clarity is because that work was conducted on private email and private text messages.
Hawley is now one of Missouri's Republican senators. He has been critical of how Galloway conducted the audit, and he said in a statement that she's supposed to, quote, be independent and nonpartisan, and that this audit isn't. The Nine Network has named Amy Shaw as the station's new president and CEO. The St. Louis PBS affiliate announced her promotion on Thursday. Shaw had been the station's interim leader since the death of Nine's president and CEO, Jack Galmesh, last year. Shaw has worked at the Nine Network for 17 years and served as senior vice president and chief content officer. She will be the first woman to lead the station. Draft horses are intertwined with the history of St. Louis, from the 1904 World's Fair to the first Budweiser Clydesdales. But nowadays, you're more likely to see these horses pulling carriages downtown. One listener asked our Curious Lewis series about the lives of the city's carriage horses. So we sent our reporter, St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon, to learn more about these gentle giants.
Zach Stafford grew up seeing carriage horses on the streets of St. Louis, and he wondered, where do these horses sleep at night? Is there a barn downtown? And also,
is it okay for them to be out here in such different conditions than probably a normal horse? If it isn't, do they have that time, kind of like a sabbatical, to experience the normal, quote-unquote, horse lifestyle?
To answer these questions, I traveled to East Carondelet, Illinois, near Cahokia. There, in a barn at the end of a long, muddy road, four horses are waiting for their breakfast.
Come on, boys.
Here they come.
Shannon Nicholas is the owner of Clada Carriage Company, the smallest of the four carriage horse companies in St. Louis. He scoops the grain into feed buckets and hangs them on the edge of the fence.
Oh, what's this?
The horses stand shoulder to shoulder as they eat, little white clouds puffing from their nostrils in the cold air. Each horse has a different personality, says Nicholas. There's the bossy one, the wild young one, and the sweetheart, a 13-year-old Clydesdale named Quaker.
I have a 90-year-old grandmother
and she comes to see Quaker, and he'll just lay his head just on her, you know, shoulder and or her hand or whatever, and he's like a big puppy dog.
Quaker and the other three horses pull carriages in downtown St. Louis about 6 months of the year. Anytime they're not working, they're at the farm on about 7 acres of pasture. Nicholas is the only carriage horse owner in St. Louis who doesn't keep his horses in a barn downtown. And he says there's a reason for that.
When I get off work, I like to go home. I think it's pretty much the same for these guys.
Some have criticized the carriage horse industry, arguing that it's inhumane. But Nicholas says, like certain dog breeds, these horses need exercise and stimulation to stay healthy.
Asking a draft horse not to work is like asking a beagle not to put his nose to the ground.
Still, in St. Louis, one of the key points of controversy has centered on when carriage horses should be allowed to work. The city updated its regulations in 2018. Now, if the temperature is forecast to reach 93 degrees or higher, carriage horse companies can't work for a full 24 hours. Chris Carricker owns St. Louis Carriage Company. He says the rules should focus more on the heat index than temperature, something he keeps a close eye on with his horses.
It's kind of like watching an asthmatic kid. They don't do well in the humidity. And there's some of these horses that legally I could take them out, but I won't because I know that he's not going to do well in that condition.
Carricker works full-time as a contract truck driver for Boeing. At the end of the day, he heads to his barn in downtown St. Louis to take care of his horses. He bales out the 25-gallon water troughs, tossing bucketfuls out the barn window.
It's almost like being on a farm in the city because, you know, it's like a dream job. It's like a little kid getting to play with horses all day.
The horses stand quietly in their stalls as a train clatters past the barn, located near Busch Stadium, just off Interstate 64. They spend most of their time at the barn downtown, but Carricker also leases a farm in Belleville, so the horses can spend time on the pasture every few weeks. Carricker says sometimes people will lean out their car windows and yell animal abuse when they see him and his horses in the city. But he says this industry is what's keeping draft horses from disappearing altogether.
These horses built this country. They were here before cars. But, you know, it's not just a novelty. These guys, without the industry, the only thing they could be is an Amish farm workhorse or not around at all. And I think they need to be around.
For him, these aren't just horses. He says they're a part of his family. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.
To see photos of St. Louis's carriage horses, you can go to our website, stlpublicradio.org. That's also where you can find all of the latest news from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom. Maria Altman edited that piece from Shayla. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. The music you hear on The Gateway is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Rachel Lippman. Wayne Pratt will be back on Monday. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.